Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So I'm recording today's episode the day after I've hosted my first Christmas party at my apartment in LA. And this is going to be a tradition that I'm going to continue to do no matter where I live, but I'll probably be in LA for a long time. So first thing is, if I know you in real life and you want to come to next year's party, let me know. Hit me up on Instagram. This is definitely like an open invite community kind of vibes. And then the second thing, wow, I'm just feeling so, so grateful. I'm feeling so happy and just so content with where I'm at in LA and like relationships and friendships. And so I wanted to make an episode today about cultivating an abundance mindset. And so we'll get into that. But before we do that, I want to just do one quick housekeeping thing. So if you want to be a guest on the show, I just set up a new page on my website. If you go to ingestwetrust.com/guest, you can sign up to be a guest on the show. I really want the guests on the show to feel so community and just so relatable. It's kind of like in 13 Going on 30 when she's like down with heroin chic, down with unknown named models when she's doing that final presentation. And she does the board and it's like class of 2004. And it's like, I want to see my best friend's big sister and the girls from the cheerleading team. And like, that is the vibe, right? Like, I want to interview people that I know. I want to interview my neighbor, like my old neighbor. Hey, shout out to my old neighbor who was texting me about the show. Like, I want to interview her, right? Like, I want to talk to people who exist in my real life because these people exist in your real life. We all have an old neighbor. We all have a friend from high school. We all have a friend from college. And so their story is being super relatable. And I just love talking to people. I love, you know, asking people questions and figuring out their life and how they got to where they are at. So if you want to be a guest on the show, so one more time, that is ingestwetrust.com/guest. And yeah, let's get into the show now. So today we're going to be talking about cultivating an abundance mindset. So first we're going to talk about operating from a scarcity mindset, operating from a place of lack, and then we're going to talk about some steps that you can take to focus on abundance. So a scarcity mindset is believing that you don't have enough and that you will never have enough. So on one end of the spectrum, this can look like being afraid to leave your job because you, even though it's not satisfying you, you don't think that there's any other job opportunities out there. This could also look like not wanting to leave a relationship that's no longer working for you because you don't believe that there's going to be anybody else out there who might want to date you or that there's anybody else even to date. On the dark side of things, this could even look like hoarding. This could look like hoarding items as well as hoarding money and being afraid to spend money. So when you operate from this place of lack, you're really forcing yourself to stay stuck. You're not going out and experiencing things. So on one side, let's go back to the job opportunities and relationships. You're keeping yourself stuck in a place that maybe isn't the best for you anymore. Maybe you're not passionate about it anymore, whether it's work or a relationship. One thing I love to tell my friends is gratitude is not complacency, right? So you can be grateful that you have a job. You can be grateful for your partner and maybe even what that relationship was like as a whole. Yet you can still want more for yourself. You do not have to be complacent in a situation or a place just because you understand that you might have a good thing going right now. And change is terrifying, especially if you've been somewhere for a long time, been in a relationship for a long time. It's really scary to move on to the next thing because it's all these what ifs, right? What if this goes wrong? What if this doesn't work out? What if they're not the right one? What if this job opportunity is not the right one? And that's the scarcity, right? When you're focusing on all these negative what ifs, instead of thinking about what could go right, you know, start thinking about what are the positives that could go right when you move on from a situation. You could get more money. You could have a job that aligns better with your passions. You could find a partner who is what you need in this moment, in this phase of your life, right? And then when we talk about on the hoarding side of things, right, whether you're hoarding items in your apartment because you're afraid to let anything go, or you're hoarding money because you're afraid that when you spend money, it won't come back to you, now you're not letting yourself live your truest and fullest life. especially when we talk about that money aspect, there are so many people who are afraid to spend money. And a lot of that can be trauma from growing up impoverished, never having enough money when you were a kid. That is definitely something that needs to be addressed in therapy. But if you live your whole life and you never spend money on anything, what was the point of it all, right? I don't remember what I was listening to. I'll have to, you know, find a way to credit them in the show notes. But I was listening to something and they had said, if you die, any money that you die with is basically time of your life that you wasted, because you have to work for money. You're working all these hours for money, and any money that you don't spend. And I'm not saying, you know, you should die with $0 to your name, because obviously you want to set your kids up for success and whatever it may be. But if you die with a lot of money and you never spent a dime because you were afraid, what did you do with your life, right? Like, that's a terrifying thought. If you're not going out there and experiencing things because you're afraid of letting something go and not having it return, that is the worst way that scarcity can affect and impact your life. And, you know, I feel like I say this every episode, but all of these conversations that we have are not whole. I am not holier than thou. I definitely operate out of a place of scarcity and lack, especially when it comes to relationships. I think relationships are the area where my scarcity mindset is absolutely the worst. I feel like I'm pretty good with money because I love to spend money and I always believe it'll come back, and it always finds a way of coming back. So I feel like I have a pretty good grasp on like a prosperity abundance mindset. But when it comes to romantic relationships, I find myself clinging to any ounce of romantic interest, any morsel of, you know, attention from somebody. And that is operating out of a place of lack, right? If this isn't even somebody that is necessarily aligned with what I would want out of a partner, why am I even giving them the time of the day? Why am I putting myself in situations that aren't how I would want to operate, like if I'm aligning with my highest self, right? I feel like I don't want to go into like too much detail, but I definitely find myself when it comes to romance and relationships where I'm just like, I feel so desperate sometimes. And so I'll put myself in situations that don't actually align with what I would want out of a romantic experience. So anywho, let's get into how you can start cultivating an abundance mindset and actionable items, you know, and steps that you can take to really change your mindset, whatever area of life that you feel like you have the biggest perception of lack, what you can do to start to change that. So first one I'm going to say is go for an abundance walk. There is so much abundance in the natural world that I want you to go for a walk. It can be 5 minutes, it can be 10 minutes, and I want you to just notice how much of everything there is, how much air there is to breathe, how many leaves there are on a tree, how many birds you see, how many trees you see, how many clouds are in the sky. Abundance is everywhere. There is enough. There is always enough for everybody. And so I want you to walk through the world with this view set of like, there is so much abundance all around us all the time. Whether it's the leaves on a tree, whether it's the birds in the sky, whether it's even ants that you see on the ground. There is abundance everywhere. So I want you to start to shift your perspective and start to notice just how much of everything there is, like literally getting to counting, right? Like really thinking about how much of everything there is. And one thing I was thinking about while I was prepping for my party yesterday is even the abundance in our access to food, right? Like we can go to any grocery store and we can get strawberries and blueberries and cheeses and meats essentially all the time. That is definitely something that we should not take for granted. And that to me is part of this abundance mindset of I have everything I need and there is always enough. There is always going to be what I need waiting for me. Another thing I want you to do is I want you to start doing affirmations. So one affirmation I really love on YouTube is by Lavender. And if you type in abundance affirmations, it should be the first result. But the title is actually Money Affirmations Attract Abundance, Prosperity, Wealth. Listen daily. And they're not necessarily about money, but they're just kind of more generic. You know, I have everything I need. I am always in the right place at the right time. And really just like believing these affirmations. I've talked about affirmations on the show before, and I love affirmations. It's something that I do daily. And even if you don't necessarily believe the affirmations in this moment, one thing that you can do to shift your mindset as well is say, I am willing to believe I have enough. I am willing to believe I have everything that I need, right? So if you don't feel like you have enough, if you don't feel like you have whatever these affirmations are saying, you can add that I am willing to believe in front of it as you start to go through this affirmation journey. But affirmations are seriously one of my favorite ways to kind of manifest or, you know, meditate on life. I would also recommend doing these affirmations either on that abundance walk or just like finding a still place to sit at a park or even in your backyard, front yard, whatever it may be, and really just notice the world around you and really appreciate everything that this earth offers us and offers you. And then my last piece of advice, I want you to go out there and start living. Whatever area it is that you feel this sense of lack, I want you to really motivate yourself to get out there and just try. If you're feeling stuck in your job, I want you to send out applications. I want you to even just look at the job boards. Look at how many jobs are available, right? And I want you to start sending out applications. If you're feeling a sense of lack in your romantic life, I want you to go to singles events. I want you to get back on the dating apps and try to go on dates. But I think especially I want you to do stuff in person, right? So like those singles events where you're really seeing, look at all of these other people who are also looking for the same thing that you are. And if it comes to money, if you're feeling lack in terms of, you know, how much you make and, you know, you're afraid to spend money, I want you to take yourself out. I want you to go take yourself out on a little date, get some sushi, get a glass of wine while you're at it, and you're gonna see that money's gonna come right back next to you because you get a paycheck, right? That money's coming back to you in your next paycheck. So I want you to get out there and live, and I want you to see the abundance and feel the abundance and see how it flows and ebbs all around you. And then the last thing I want to say is I want to tie this back into the episode where we talked about jealousy a little bit, where when you see people who are getting the jobs, are in these relationships, have more money than you, maybe just like getting more opportunities than you in general, instead of taking that and focusing on the negative side, which is the jealousy aspect, right? Instead, seeing it as motivation. This person that you know was able to achieve this thing that you want. That means that you're absolutely capable of doing it as well. It's not far-fetched. You are already in these spaces with these people who are accomplishing the things that you want to do. So shifting your mindset there as well, trying to combat those feelings of jealousy. You know, I really love that phrase, God is in your neighborhood. And I truly believe that when my friends are getting jobs, when my friends are in relationships, getting more money, getting more opportunities, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm next. Okay. Anywho, thank you so much for listening to this episode of In Jess We Trust. And as a reminder, please submit your questions to the website as well as submit to be a guest on the show. Signing off, I'm Jessica Johnson. See you next time. In Jess We Trust.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.